We're doing quite well on the chemistry joke front. The boys out there, Ben and Tom, they need some help. They say, chemistry jokes, do you know any jokes about sodium? Nah. In other words, N-A, right? Just for anyone who's not in the know, N-A is the chemical symbol for sodium. Android Neox in Second Life says, a neutrino walks into a bar. The barman says, we don't serve neutrinos. The neutrino says, that's all right, I'm just passing through. Ba-boom. Right, OK, on the phone, we've also got Michael, who's got a question for us. Hello, Michael.
Hi there, hello.
Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Poland. It's the northern part of Poland.
Terrific. Which bit? Near Gdansk, where they make the
boats? Yeah.
On the Baltics. Nice there. I've been to Gdynia. It's very nice up there. And you listen to the Naked Scientists in Poland?
Yeah. I'm listening to it, and I love the show. Keep up the good work.
Oh, terrific. You can come again. What would you like to know?
Yeah, I've got a space question for you. So, as far as I know, our solar system has got pretty big asteroid belt. Is it possible to bring some of those asteroids close together enough that their combined gravitational pull would start gathering smaller asteroids and in final effect form a planet in the place of the asteroid belt? If yes, how big would it be and what effect would it have on our solar system?
Well, this is one of those really good questions where I have to say we don't completely understand the answer. The way that we think planets formed in our solar system and elsewhere is by solid particles of grit-like material, which has come together, and that has then formed into small asteroids, or, well, first of all, pebbles, and then into asteroids. And then those asteroids gravitationally attract one another, and they come together to form large masses that turn into planets. Now, for some reason, we have this gap in the middle of our solar system between Mars and Jupiter, and it's a big gap, in which there are no planets, but there are lots of these small asteroids. So given that no planet has formed in the last 5 billion years since the solar system formed, we can probably say there is some good reason why a planet has not formed there. And probably the reason is that those asteroids are too close to Jupiter, and Jupiter is stirring up the orbits of those asteroids and stopping them from gravitationally attracting to one another and coming close enough together to form together into a planet in that gap between Mars and Jupiter.
There was a terrific paper, it was in Science, about 2 years ago by a guy called David Minton, who is, I think, in Arizona, and he did a mathematical model, another computer model, of the Kirkwood gaps in the asteroid belt.
Yes.
And there are all these holes in the asteroid belt which can, in some cases, can't be accounted for. And they worked out where Jupiter had come from and where it had gone to, because it didn't always end up in the same position it's in now. It's migrated in a bit during its evolution of the solar system. And this has created, when they put it into their model, what they dubbed gravitational resonances. So when it lined up with all the other planets in the right sort of place, it shook the asteroid belt a bit and dislodged some of these other bodies from the asteroid belt, kicking them onto Earth-bound orbits, actually, and probably accounted for the late heavy bombardment that rained in on the planet 3.9 billion years ago. But their point was that the gravitational tug there is so unpredictable and so intense that it actually stopped all these things accumulating and accreting into a planet, or even if they did at one time, they fell apart again.
Yes, that's absolutely right. The Kirkwood gaps are really the forensic evidence that Jupiter is the problem and why no planet has formed there, because the Kirkwood gaps are lined up with places in the asteroid belt where you would be orbiting twice as fast as Jupiter, or perhaps 1.5 times as fast as Jupiter, and for some reason there were no asteroids there, and that suggests that there is some reason why you can't be in orbit at that point.
Dominic, thank you very much, and thank you for a terrific question. Michael, if you would like to ask us a question here on The Naked Scientists, or better still, you have a physics joke for us, Sean McCandles is waiting to come on. I hope, Sean, you're primed with an appropriate neutrino-inspired joke for us. Get in touch. chris@thenakedscientists.com is the email address. You can also tweet @NakedScientists, or we've got a Facebook page running. It's thenakedscientists.com/Facebook.